My name is Peter Holmes, and I'm a furniture conservator in London. Well, every restorer, every conservator of English furniture will have taken apart a chair like this. And these are chairs, imagine they're made in the middle of the 18th century. They would have been around many dinner tables, many dinner parties, people very drunk, rocking back on them. Many of them would have broken, but actually the ones that do survive, most of all, are these ones with the H-shaped stretcher. For a restorer, the issues that he would tackle on such a chair would be the upholstery failing, the webbing which supports the stuffing failing, the seat rails having woodworm damage and tack damage, which would weaken the structure, and then the general loosening of the joints. The joints are all glued together with Scotch glue, which is a reversible thermoplastic animal glue. It's a glue made from animal bones and horns, which is melted down. But it's the restorer's friend, because a restorer can warm the joints gently, and the animal glue from animals in the middle of the 18th century softens and the joints slide apart. You then deal with any fractures and breaks, and then you re-glue it back together again using the same glue. And hopefully it'll be sound for many years to come. In large workshops like Chippendale's workshop or similar workshops around the country, these people were doing it all of their lives. I mean, their skill and alacrity was extraordinary. The carving on this particular chair is actually very well done. If you look at the very fine C-scrolls on it, if you look very carefully, there's a slight hollow in the centre of these C-scrolls that runs around the cresting rail. On the top there, very subtle. A lot of these surfaces straight off of the carver's chisel, when they were finished and presented to the client, they would have been quite sharp, actually. I mean, they weren't using sandpaper then. They had some abrasives, but not as we know them today. And they might have had an oiled finish or a varnished finish, but it would have been bright red in colour, or deep red in colour, I should say. The piercing of the chair back and the carving is joyful, actually. It gives me great pleasure.